folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon. I'm in Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. Stay with me. Come on, stay with me. Ready? And you can be too. Yes, you can. And folks, I got to tell you, this new promotion that Ambit Energy has given us to build our businesses with, it's working. There are people all over the country making extra money by taking advantage of this particular bonus. Now, whether it's the big bonus in Texas or it's the bigger bonus anywhere else, guys, this is a bonus that you can build your business with. And I hope that you're using it. I hope that you're growing because it's working. It's happening. Hey, listen, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, and 11 o'clock tomorrow morning in Japan. We want to welcome everybody that's listening to us in Japan. Glad to have you with us on the call, okay? This is the best way to get your Ambit Energy week off to a great start, because week after week after week, you can come to this call expecting to hear from someone in the trenches actually building the business and giving us insight, information, background that's going to make a difference in our business right now. And tonight is absolutely no different. But first, let me mention a couple of things to you. The registration for Simulcast is going to be open next week. Okay, I think it's October 2nd, October 3rd. But here's the point I want to make. Simulcast is the next big event that Ambit Energy sponsors themselves. Okay, we already know it's going to be January 13th. Okay, I think one of the locations is Dallas, Texas. I forget where the other location is. It doesn't matter. If you're anywhere near that location, you want to be there. And even if you can't be there, you have got the ability to simulcast it to your computer, to your phone, to anything that you can access the internet with. You can be able to watch simulcast, which means you can attend the next big event. Now, you have seen the different types of bonuses and promotions they've given us for attending Ambition. Don't miss simulcast. Here's what I recommend you do. If you attended Ambition, you know you're going to get a discount. Be prepared to take advantage of that discount on day one. The rest of you, get your money together. You know the registration is about $50. When it opens up, register. And then let everybody else know online. Let everybody else know, like with your team, at your local meeting, that you are registered for simulcast. And then after you register, decide if you're going to go there live, if you're going to have a group party, whether you're going to listen, watch it by yourself. But definitely register the day it opens. I think it's October 2nd. I don't have it in front of me. Doesn't matter. The day that it opens, register for simulcast, okay? Now, then you already know about Power Trip. Ambit Power Trip, Scranton, Pennsylvania, November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. General admission tickets are still available. Go to ambitpowertrip.com, and you can get the rundown as far as the agenda, the itinerary. You'll know who's speaking. But most importantly, you still have time to register and get there. Go to ambitpowertrip.com. Get that done, okay? Now, it's my pleasure, my absolute pleasure, to introduce to you our featured speaker for the evening. I think this is the very first time that he's been our featured speaker on this call. This gentleman has been a firefighter for 20 years before he finally let it go. 20 years of being a first responder. Got into Ambit Energy, started to build a business. He's won virtually every award we have to offer, the Pure Energy Award, the Crystal Sphere Award. This year he got the People's Choice Award and the newest Thompson Leadership Award winner. Please welcome to the call million-dollar income earner, executive consultant, Mr. Kirk Horan. Kirk, you with us?
I'm here, Bear. Do you hear me all right?
I hear you great. How are you, champ?
I am doing fantastic. I'm down here in Tyler, Texas, with Coach Alan Johnston.
Ah, okay, gotcha. Yeah. You know, I was thinking, I think this is the very first time you've been on the call. Do you recollect? I think it is the first.
I believe you're right. You know, you do a lot of calls and you lose track, but I think this is the first time I've been on this call.
So we'd like to congratulate you and welcome you to this call, and looking forward to what you want to share with us.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm definitely honored to be on this call, and obviously, you know, Brian's been doing this call for as long as I've been in this business. And, you know, both of you have, you know, I can't thank you enough for what you do every week, because it's helped us all to build our business.
Appreciate that.
Well, I guess I'll start off by sharing a little bit about my background and how I got started in Ambit Energy. You know, I've been a firefighter for the last 20 years, and before that I was a truck driver, and I knew that that's not what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. Growing up, my parents worked very hard. My dad was a truck driver, and my mom took care of people with disabilities for over 30 years, and they lived paycheck to paycheck their whole life, and I knew I didn't want to live that way. After I got out of school, I went into the Coast Guard, got out of the Coast Guard, bounced around job to job, and, you know, my dad told me and my three brothers, whatever you do, don't become truck drivers. All four of us became truck drivers, but I'd be driving down the highway in that tractor trailer saying to myself, this is not what I want to do, and my dream was to be a firefighter. In 1996, that became a reality, and it was one of the best days of my life, but believe it or not, when I took that job, I took a $20,000 per year pay cut from truck driving to be a firefighter. So to make up the difference, I started working side jobs. And somewhere along the way, me and the guys at the firehouse got primarily focused on roofing, and we were making good money, and I did what a lot of people, young people, do these days. I bought a new truck, snowmobiles, ATVs, jet skis, camper, motorcycle. I had every toy, but it wasn't because I was buying them outright. It was because I had good credit. And when you're young, you don't worry about not being able to work. Well, 7 years into my firefighting career, things were going wonderfully for my wife and I. And we already had our first son, Justin. She was pregnant for our second son, Adam. And that summer of 2002, I worked through the whole summer roofing and fighting fires. And I told my wife I didn't feel well. And I said after the baby was born, I was going to go to a doctor and get checked out. Well, my son was born on October 12th of 2002. 4 days later, at 31 years old, I was diagnosed with an aortic aneurysm that, you know, caused by an aortic dissection. They said they couldn't believe I was still alive. They said my career as a firefighter was over, and assuming the surgery goes well, I'll probably be on disability for the rest of my life. And when you tell a firefighter they're not going to be a firefighter, you might as well rip their heart out. I was devastated. I was more worried about losing my job than I was of dying. Thankfully, I had the surgery, and it went well. I'm here talking to you today. I ended up out of work for a year. Ended up deep in debt, and once you're there, it's hard to get out. After a year working at the firehouse, after a year out of work, they allowed me to go back to the firehouse, and I was very grateful for that. Unfortunately, I was so broke, I had to get another job, so I went back to truck driving again. And I just succumbed to the idea this is how life was going to be, and for the next 3 years, that's what I was doing. And then in 2006, I went to make some extra money. I fell off a roof head first, broke my wrist. I was out of work again for another 4 months, came back to work. 3 years later, I'm snowmobiling with the guys at the firehouse. January of 2009. Involved in a serious snowmobile accident, out of work for the third time. Laid up on my couch, get a phone call, invited to go to an Ambit presentation. And to my good fortune, the presenters were Ray Monty and Rob Marcioni and Tiffany Wood. And I sat through the presentation. You know, I'm a blue-collar worker, and I was raised, if it looks too good to be true, it must be. And I watched this presentation, and I was like, there's got to be a catch. So after the presentation, I went over to Rob, because Rob stood in front of the room and said he's an attorney for the state of New York. So I figured if this guy was doing it, he's somebody I could trust, even though I didn't know who he was. So I asked him the questions I had. He answered all my questions. He said, look, my associates and I spent 3 weeks researching this company before I got started. There's no holes in it. If you like what you see, you should get going right away. I was pretty excited about it, went home, tried to explain it to my wife. She heard it was an investment to get started, and she crushed me like a bug. She said, no way, you're not doing it. And I was devastated because I was pretty excited about it. I went to bed that night. I couldn't sleep. It just made sense to me. Everybody uses electricity. They can't live without it. And I just felt in my heart it was a good opportunity. And without my wife knowing, I got started in this business. And I joked that my first why was to make my investment back before my wife got our credit card statement. And I did that. I made $700 my first 2 weeks in the business. And then I went out and I started building this big business. I was ignorance on fire. I had never been a part of a business like this before. I just knew that it was a big deal and I was excited about it. And I just started showing it to people, and they wanted to look because I was excited. So that's the first thing I'll say is from day one, I've been excited about this opportunity, and that's never changed. And, you know, I continued to build the business while I was working full-time at the firehouse for 7 years. And in 7 years, while working full-time at the firehouse, Ambit Energy paid me over $1 million in earnings. Well, I went out of work a fourth time, actually, in 2012. I don't talk about it much, but I think it's important to share that I broke my ribs at a leather mill fire, and I was out of work for a fourth time. And during that time frame, I actually built my Ambit business full-time. I got a little taste of full-time, and it was the most money in a four-month period I had made in this business because I was doing it full-time. So I knew staying in my job at that point in my Ambit career, I was losing money, but I fought so hard to keep that job, and I have two sons that I wanted to be proud of me for retiring from my firefighting career. I continued my career and retired last year, 2016, August of 2016, at 45 years old, and it's because of Ambit Energy. My wife retired a few years earlier at 41, and it's all because of Ambit Energy. And I look back, you know, what are some of the things that were keys to my success? And from the very beginning, I treated this like a real business, which it is a real business. You know, you started your own franchise with the largest direct seller of energy in the world and the largest industry to ever deregulate in history. And, you know, what are you going to do with it? It's a huge opportunity. There's going to be a massive transfer of wealth, and some people are playing around and some people are taking it serious. And I took it serious from day one. You know, I look back now, you know, when I started, we were only in parts of three states, you know, Texas, New York, and Illinois. And from the very beginning, people started making, you know, decent money. This is not get rich quick, and I hope everybody on here knows that. But we were doing the work that was required to generate income, showing the plan, three-way calls, setting appointments, you know, over and over again, just following the system that's already been put in place by the top leaders, and it started to happen for me. I remember when Ray Monty put his yellow jacket on. I know in 2011 in Successful Home Magazine, there was eight millionaires featured in that mag, eight people who had made over $1 million, eight yellow jacket wearers. And this year, they recognized five more people. We now have 44 people have made over $1 million in this 11-year-old company. And where I was going is I was looking back at the fact that we were only a handful of states back then, and it's been a slow expansion over the last 11 years in the 16 states and the District of Columbia. And if you look through that magazine today, you'll see that the million-dollar earners are Texas, New York, Illinois, Pennsylvania. You know, think about all the states that we've opened. We don't even have executive consultants in some of these states yet. And people are not taking this serious. This is a huge deal. You know, so here we are in 16 states, the District of Columbia. We're partnered with Sunrun for solar. And then they just made the biggest announcement in the history of this company when they opened up Japan. They more than doubled the footprint of our company in a single day. Think about that. It took 11 years to expand into those 16 states, and then in a single day, they opened up a whole other country with a market size bigger than what we're currently in. That's exciting stuff. And then this year we go down to Ambition, and they say we're going into Alberta, Canada. You know, Western Europe's deregulated, the United Kingdom's deregulated, Australia's deregulated. More states in the United States are deregulating every year. And Ambit Energy is going to go into the states that are going to work for them at the pace that they choose to go. And, you know, I persistently and consistently went out and shared this opportunity with people. And one thing that Brian McClure has always said to me, well, he said it to all of us, and in the beginning I didn't recognize what he was saying, but he said, work with people who deserve your time, not want your time. And there's a lot of people that will try to consume your time that are not out building the business. So I focus on these people, and I have an incredible team growing out in Cape Cod, Connecticut, Rhode Island. I got a team that's starting to take off in Ohio. I'm excited about the future of this company, but it all comes down to going out and doing the simple tasks that we need to do to build this business. You got to create duplication. You know, I've been an executive consultant since 2010. I'm like a dinosaur for executive consultants. But what I say is I'm not looking for titles. I'm building a foundation for an empire, not an outhouse. And I love saying that because, you know, you've got to build a strong team for this to grow for you and your family. This is, you're building a legacy. This is generational wealth. You know, someday your kids' kids' kids are going to have a picture of you on the mantle because of what you started when you started your Ambit business. You know, and I think about the butterfly effect. All the people that my decision to get started in this business have affected. You know, if I say no, what happens? I think about that all the time. The direction that things would have went. If I don't get started in this business, what other people never get this opportunity? So I tell my team all the time, who are we to make a decision for somebody else whether or not they'll do this business? That's not our job. Our job is to share this information with everybody because they deserve to see what's going on. You know, rich, poor, educated, uneducated, it doesn't matter. You know, it's not our decision to make for anybody whether or not they'll do this business. It's our job to share the information, and the right people will come into your life, and you'll grow with those people, and they become family. And yeah, I mean, it's just been incredible. I think about the people in my life today that weren't in my life 8.5 years ago, and it's because of this opportunity. So you got to build a strong foundation, and you know, the more countries that we're opening up and the more states that we're opening up, you're one conversation away from somebody who's going to change your life forever. And that's a carrot that's dangled in front of all of our eyes. A story I don't tell everybody, but I do like to share it from time to time, is I was a guest of a guest at that first meeting back in February of 2009. And on the way home, that gentleman, his name was Rich. I said, Rich, what do you think about this? He said, this is one of those pyramid things. Only the people at the top make money. And I said, Rich, I'm pretty sure I'm going to do this. I got to talk to my wife, but I'm pretty sure I'm going for it. Why don't you sign up and I'll sign up under you? And Rich passed on that opportunity. Rich is not going to be rich because of Ambit. So don't be rich, get rich. That's what I always say. You know, but I think about the decisions people make. So today, I have an interview process. I ask people a lot of questions, and I've become a good listener. I find out what's going on in their life because it's not about you. It's about them. So you have to listen to what they're saying and figure out how Ambit could help them. And I also tell people, if you feel like this might not be for you, maybe you know somebody that this will help. And if they're interested, if we can help them, maybe you want to make a little extra money by me working with that person. And, you know, I just dig deep. I drive deep in people's network and find out who they can introduce me to, who's looking for an opportunity. It's been incredible for me, and I'm very proud of the people I'm working with. Joanne Paris was on the SC Dream Team this year. Anthony Coletti's out there in Cape Cod. These guys are all blowing it up. Senior consultants, Monty Vaccarelli, Ed DeLugos, Lindsay Sugden, the Dumases. These are all senior consultants that they all went to Ambition. This is an event-driven business, and we push events all the time, and people think we're getting paid for these events, but we're not. This is what is going to help you to be successful. All the time, people will ask me, what are some of the keys to my success? And from the very beginning, I would do little things that other people wouldn't do, as far as, we all get emails about these conference calls and webinars and trainings, and should we have to follow up with people, make sure that they're reading their emails? We shouldn't have to, but when you're first getting started in this business, it's the little things like that that I think become key factors in the growth of your business. And since day one, every Sunday, I would call my leaders, well, in the beginning it was my entire team, and remind them of our webinars and our conference calls. And that would get us fired up through the whole week, like you said earlier, Bear, about getting your people started off right and getting them on these calls. And that's what I've done from the very beginning. And now I have my leaders duplicating what I do. So creating duplication, but, the timing of the opportunity is what I'm very excited about. When you look at the fact that more states are coming, Canada, and there's 44 millionaires in this company, there's people on this call that may have just started this week can become top income earners in this company by building their business the right way and teaching duplication. Bear, I don't know if there's any questions you want to ask me. I know, before I close out on what I've been talking about here, I want to, again, it's an event-driven business, and we have probably one of the biggest trainings we've ever had in the Northeast outside of a power trip or a simulcast coming up this weekend in Scranton, Pennsylvania. They're doing a big presentation on Friday night, and then Saturday is an all-day training with probably the best lineup I've ever seen in my life in this company. All the top leaders, all award-winning consultants. I believe last time I talked to Ray, there's over 20-plus executive consultants going to be at this training. And people, it's not just about the people up on the stage speaking. It's about interacting with the people during break, at lunch, and after the meeting, which, there'll be many of them going on. People will go out to dinner, and they'll meet up. And these trainings have been vital to my success. It's certainly helped me compound my business. So you want to talk about a huge training. This training in Scranton, Pennsylvania, coming up this Saturday, is going to be through the roof. And then we have Power Trip coming up in November. And then
Yeah, I'm looking forward to both of those. I do have a question I wanted to ask you. I've been in the business a little bit longer than you have, and I've watched you grow in this business. And I remember when Ray got his yellow jacket, and he even mentioned you from stage that someday you would have one, and now that's true. What do you attribute as being the thing that kept you in this business when it got to be a challenge and had you grow to the level that now you're not only a million-dollar income earner, but the recipient of the Thompson Leadership Award?
Well, that was very humbling, to be honest with you, this year, receiving that award, knowing, listening to Jerry describe the person, and then I hear my name. I mean, when he said infectious laugh, I've heard him say it to me before, so when I heard that, I knew. But, I was in shock. I had no idea I was getting that award, and it was very humbling. But, I look at the people who are where I want to be. I look at Brian. I look at Right, and what they do. You know, everybody wants to be wealthy until it's an inconvenience. And, you know, there's people that make excuses every single day why they're not doing the things that they need to do. You know, I'll share this story with you. You know, this was going to be my first year in Ambit Energy full time. 2017, starting from January 1st, was going to be my first year in Ambit Energy building this business full time. And, you know, my wife, you know, she had a scary prognosis, and she had to have a major surgery, and she was laid up for a few months. And then during that time, my mom also became ill and died unexpectedly. And, you know, where I'm going with this is that, you know, I'm very grateful for the income and the relationships and the people in my life because of Ambit. But, you know, the one thing that I can't even thank Ambit Energy enough for is time, because I have three brothers, as I said earlier, and while my mom was sick, I was with her and with my wife every second of every waking moment until she took her last breath, and my brothers weren't able to be there for that. And I look back, and you know, back to your question, because I was willing to follow the people who were where I wanted to be, they're saying the words that you need to hear every week. You're hearing the right words, but you know, things that you heard when you first started didn't mean as much as they do 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years, however many years it is for people. You know, you got to listen to what's being said to you. And everything that Ray was my number one mentor. I mean, he would go to hang up with me, and I'd ask him 10 more questions, and he'd say, "Listen, I have to go." And I just would constantly be asking questions. And I look back now at a lot of the other leaders that I see coming up in the business are doing the very same thing. They're reaching out to all the top leaders and asking them questions. And every single leader in this company will give you their card or give you their number and say, "If you ever need anything, give me a call." And they really mean that. You know, I believe that with my heart, that they mean that. But people make a decision for themselves that that person's too busy to help them out. I spend many hours on the phone with people that aren't in my organization, but they reached out to me, and I respect them for doing that because that's what I did. So, you know, learning from all the top income earners and following in their footsteps. But, you know, there's sacrifices that need to be made. You know, many, many times I missed my kids' little league games. I missed many family events. I missed a lot of things that I wanted to go to. And while I was working full time at the firehouse, when as soon as I got out of work, I was doing Ambit. You know, so my wife and kids, you know, definitely made the ultimate sacrifice while I was out trying to build this business, knowing what we know about residual income now, that, you know, I would work long hours in trucking and firefighting and all the other things I did, but generally speaking, that money was spent before I made it. And when you can go build a residual income, and you can take the first 4 or 5 months off of 2017 because all these crazy things happened in my life, was it worth it? Absolutely, it was worth it. I mean, that is priceless to me, that knowing that I was able to spend that time with my mom and be with my wife when she needed me most. So, you know, plug into the system and follow the leaders. That's it. I mean, there's no secret in this business. It's all laid out for you. And I promise you, I'm nothing special. I was just sick and tired of being sick and tired. So I was willing to listen and do the things that were required. You know, I travel all over the Northeast. Now people say to me, "Well, you tell everybody you're retired, but you're working harder than you've ever worked." And I say, "You know, I thank God for John Maxwell this year at Ambition." He said, you know, he gave his answer to that, and he said, "What's the definition of being retired?" And he talked about time freedom and doing what being able to do what you want when you want to do it. And that's what I'm doing. I mean, here I am in Texas for a week. I come home. I'm going to do the training in Pennsylvania. And then next week I'm headed to Mexico on a hunting trip for another 2 weeks. So, you know, My wife and I went to Alaska for our 20-year wedding anniversary. We're doing things we never dreamed of doing. We are retired, but I am working harder than ever because I realized, and I say this to my team, I used to say we're at the ground floor of something big, but now I say we're still digging the footings. We haven't even hit the ground floor. And Japan, the announcement of Japan is what really opened my eyes to that. So I'm out there taking massive, immediate action. That's what I'm doing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And folks, you know, the thing that I appreciate about you, Kirk, is that you have been humbled along the way. You know, I've read your Facebook posts, and again, my condolences on the loss of your mom. And, you know, you've gone through quite a few things since you've been in this business, and yet you have stayed the course, and you remained the same. You haven't changed on us over the years, and I appreciate you for that. And I'm sure that has a lot to do with you winning the People's Choice Award as well. So, listen, I want to thank you for being on the call this evening, and look forward to you coming back and giving us a few nuggets in the future.
Well, I appreciate Brian asking me to be on here. It's always an honor. Anytime, you know, you're asked to speak on these calls, I hope my biggest fear is I want to deliver some value to the people that are listening. And hopefully somebody took something away from this tonight. But I'm just excited about Ambit Energy Bear, and I know you know that. And it is very humbling to be a part of something like this. And just believe in what you have and don't make excuses and go for it, you know.
There you go. This is a year of no excuses. That's what I say. Well, listen,
right.
Folks, if you want to hear this call again, if you want somebody on your team to hear this call that wasn't on the call tonight, it was shame on them, you can go to topambitleaders.com. Go to the training tab in a couple of days, and you'll be able to see this call up there, and certainly listen to it again. Let it be an inspiration to you and an inspiration to those people on your team that may not have heard it. Once again, Kirk, I want to thank you for being on the call with us tonight. I'm going to open up the lines and let everyone thank you as well. And you guys have a good evening. Here we go.